Good evening, and welcome to the first, I believe, VOD of the season. Luban today in the Shmooze gave an opening speech. Sharfman gave an opening speech, and we have plenty of opening day festivities planned for this week, through beginning of the week through Shabbos. A lot of exciting stuff. Baruch Hashem, kicking off a very new Zman here in the Yeshiva. I guess in terms of a topic, we don't have so much time. We're already a week into Elul, and we have to talk about the month of Elul. Now, it's a very interesting thing. A person who, Baruch Hashem, has the schus to be in Yeshiva, you hear about Elul, and you hear about the month leading up to Yom Ha'Ra'im. Fortunately, somebody who, and this could be many people in this room, a person could grow up and, could go to Masifta, go to high school, go to yeshiva. But you know what? The focus in what Elul is something which is an all-encompassing feeling that Yom and the Rum are coming. And most Jews, they dread it. They'll talk about it, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. But really to have a focus that it's Elul, and therefore a lot comes with that, is a focus you're only really going to have in yeshiva. Now, Bez Hashem, a person should have the schus to stay in yeshiva, achal sha'alti meis Hashem osav akesh, as long as he can. But there'll come a point in time when everybody has to leave yeshiva. And to really appreciate what Elul is something which you have to have that appreciation now when you're in yeshiva for it to last, Bez Hashem, for the rest of your life, even when you're outside of yeshiva. I'll give just one simple example. Where people daven Yom Ha'Ra'im, there are many, many people who, even if it, there are Baruch Hashem, there are people that, even if they're not no longer in yeshiva, try to have siddurim in yeshiva, try to come by yeshiva every so often. And that's a wonderful thing. But even people who are estranged, they leave yeshiva, they don't really come back, don't have time, they think they don't have time, and they don't have siddurim in yeshiva, they don't have the same kesher. But you know what? Yom Ha'Ra'im, there are so many people who flock, who come to yeshiva, to be in yeshiva for davening. Where does that come from? I would say 9 out of 10 times it comes from a person who experienced davening Elul, Yom Ha'Ra'im in the yeshiva, appreciates the beautiful atmosphere of what a yeshiva is, and I'll come back. Year after year, I remember davening in Queens. Year after year, there would be these people. You never saw them the whole year. But Yom Ha'Ra'im, they came back to yeshiva. People in the community, rest of the year, they daven in this shul, that shul. Yom Ha'Ra'im, they have their seats in yeshiva. And their years, at least one other person in the room could testify. Before the new building, the old building, the daven in yeshiva, Yom Ha'Ra'im, was Mesiras Nefesh. And a scary thing, packing all these people into rooms, this seat, that seat, no room. But people came back year after year because they had a connection to yeshiva. They understood what Elul meant. And that's something which I hope everyone, little by little, all the different shmuz and vadim you'll hear in the month of Elul will paint one little added stroke in the picture of what Elul is. And hopefully a guy should walk away from Yom Ha'Ra'im in yeshiva with an appreciation of what Elul is. And it's something that can last, Bez Hashem, the rest of your life. Now, once we know it's Elul, and we appreciate the fact that we're here in yeshiva, so obviously we want to capitalize on Elul to the most of our abilities. And everyone knows the basics, that come Rosh Hashanah, come Yom Kippur, everyone's going to have to give an accounting, a din for everything he did this year, and really not just this year, potentially for other years if you were not misaken it. And we have to do tshuva. Now, I would like to spend time tonight focusing on one aspect of how to do tshuva. But I would say there's probably three approaches a person could do tshuva beginning in the month of Elul, carrying into the Yom Nirah. One way, which is the most basic way, and everyone else will probably talk about that the most, I'm going to leave that one aside for tonight, is, you know, classic Musar, Tikkun HaMidos, Cheshbon HaNefesh, learning Musar, understanding where we're holding, understanding where we're at, what we have to fix. That is one of the most crucial, most important elements of Elul, of Yom Nirayim. Even places and yeshivas which aren't necessarily as makbid to learn Musar during the rest of the year. But Elul, everyone turns to Musar Svarim, everyone turns to learn Musar, to become better, to make a Cheshbon HaNefesh. It's a pretty basic concept. That's one way. Another way, which also helps a person in tshuva, in connection with Hashem, is tefillah. How does tefillah help? So multiple ways. The most obvious way is a person to follow that Hashem should accept his tshuva, Hashem should help him change, Hashem can help him become a different person. The act of davening alone is a tremendous act of, and a zchus, a tefillah, to become better. But even beyond that, an interesting, important step is it connects a person to Hashem. You just open the Mesilas Yesharim. When he talks about what an avera does, one of the ramifications of an avera, right there in Perek Aleph, is he's misrachek mibora. He distances himself from Hashem. Unfortunately, every time a person does an avera, on a spiritual sense, probably to some degree also on an emotional sense, a person feels more and more distant from Hashem. Doesn't feel close to Hashem. Hashem is not something like on his mindset, on his psyche. I read a fascinating thing over Ben Azmanim. There's a Rabbi Feigelstock, who's the brother of the Rosh Yeshiva in Long Beach. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in a place called Yeshiva Tiferes Eli Melech in Brooklyn. My friend Rabbi Provolsky from the neighborhood, I think he went there for elementary school. And I saw a fascinating story that he had a fahir with a potential Rebbe. He was interviewing a potential candidate for Rebbe in his elementary school. And Rabbi Palkin could testify to these things, you know. Go through to figure out, okay, you're hiring somebody, is he fit to be a Rebbe in Yeshiva? And so Rabbi Feigelstock Zatzal spent a few hours interviewing him, talking with him, Hashkafa, Chinuch, how to deal with things. And in the interview, he decided this person's not for him. What did the person do? What did he say wrong? Did he have a false Hashkafa, Chinuch, that? Feigelstock said he spoke with him for 4 hours. And not a single time did he mention Hashem. He never said, Baruch Hashem, Meir to Hashem, with Hashem's help, this. Just, you know, he answered all the questions with Torah, Dikah, Hashkafas. But he never had the focus, had the utterance of the Shem Hashem on him. What does it say about Yosef? Chazal, Torah. Had Yosef constantly was somebody who, the Shem Hashem, he always talked, Meir to Hashem, Baruch Hashem. It was something on his mindset. Fortunately, when people do Averos, it eats away at us, our neshama, and this. We feel distant from Hashem. Tefillah is a way to bring ourselves back. A person davens, he talks to Hashem. Hashem wants us to come back. Hashem's waiting for us. So tefillah is another way, besides the schus of tefillah, but the connection, the kesher, which a person gets to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah, is a wonderful, wonderful means of doing tshuva. But what I want to focus and talk about tonight, totally different aspect. Not Tikkun HaMidos, not Torah, but a third tough. Not tefillah. Let the gag out of that. But I want to talk about Torah. Torah itself, Limud HaTorah, could be used as a tremendous key to for a person to do tshuva. And it has an advantage. Tikkun HaMidos, you know, is not an easy thing. I'm sure we've all tried to some degree to perfect ourselves, to learn Musar, make Kabbalahs, and you know, every bit counts, but we know it's not an easy task. Tefillah, wonderful thing. And you know, the more effort a person comes in, he comes to Daven, Minyan, this and that, of course it has a Hashpa. But Maisa, you know, to have Kavanah the whole time and this, Tefillah is not easy either. But Torah is something, if we look at ourselves, look at our daily schedule, is something we do most of the day. It's pretty amazing. Chasdei Hashem. I believe most guys here learn more Torah than they sleep, learn more Torah than they eat. You know, in the regular daily yeshiva schedule, ruba de ruba of your day is dedicated to Torah. And if we could think about how Torah could be a means of doing tshuva, not to exclude the other two ways, but just to focus on that, and that's something which is really part and parcel of what El is about. You know, every yeshiva starts sometime during El. Either Rosh Chodesh El, or a few days into El. Why is that? You know, camps are still running, and their guys are Moser Nefesh. They leave camp, the next day they're in yeshiva. They travel to this and that. Why is it we have to rush right away to be here in yeshiva? And I believe the part of the pshat is that it's so integral for a yeshiva bacher to be involved in Limud HaTorah during Elul. That's a major part of the aliyah, of the growth, of the steiging, of the tshuva that a person does during Elul. The recipe for success, for a transformation, for a person to change. Tshuva is really about, yesterday I was one person, today I'm a different person. That process, which takes time, doesn't usually go from yesterday till today. But that process needs Torah as an anchor, as a force, something to get him there. So I want to spend a few moments focusing on Torah and what Torah could do to transform us, to help us change, to do tshuva, become better people. So if you have the Mar Mekomo sheets, I have a few extra. I found two fascinating Shari Tshuvas. These are both in Shar Dalad of Shari Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the pasuk Eitz Chaim Hilam Achazikim Ba, and this is a medrash. Aver Adam Al Krisos Al Misas Bezdin. Person does horrible averos which carry with it the punishment of kareis of dying Chas Shalom young, Misas Bezdin. Im Hayarago Likra Perak Echad Bayom Yukrishnei Rakan. You know the recipe. You know what the antidote for Chas Shalom death warrant sitting over your head. Learn extra. If you learn one parak, you know what? Learn two. Ruggle likra parsha achas, yikrishne parashios. I saw the Mefarshim point out that doesn't dafka mean to learn just more quantity. Of course, included in this is to learn more quality. I also saw someone point out, he doesn't say learn 1 hour, learn 2 hours. Slav dafka, you even have to add more time. Just more chizuk, a better effort. Invested. There's two ways, Rabbeinu Yonah says, Torah protects the person from Yisurim. Firstly, Torah has a great schar. So the schar of Torah potentially could cancel out the averos on the other side. Now, we don't know exactly how these things work and what mitzvahs cancel out, what averos. But Rabbeinu Yonah is telling us that Torah, if there's something that has the power to cancel things out and to tip the scales, and to erase what's on the other side, Torah is an awesome schar.
Don't we say that we don't want our mitzvahs to cancel out our averos because whatever ratio Hashem gives us is not worth it?
Yeah, I'm not. We don't know exactly how these things work out, but this is not Kodesh Baruch Hu's Kodesh. So he does what's best for us. We wouldn't ascribe. I'll trade in this for that. You know, we'll make bad trades. You know, I once traded for someone's Mickey Mantle, Hank Aaron, all these great trades. You know, when I was a little kid. Phil Simms card. But, yeah, we don't know how to make trades. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows what he's doing. Vashenis, I had to get it back. Vashenis, ki yasis amalo batara v'tarchaba v'asher tadar shinasa me'inav. Hashem puts your amelos batara, your tircha, you held back to some degree sleep from your eyes. Yalo b'makam yisurin. K'mosha amru b'sinan z'arhon v'racha, kal gufim la'amol yoldu, amazing, awesome idea. You're working on a share. You want to figure out what's Pshat in the Marsha. What's Tosos Lefikach saying? What in the world is Hezekiah? You're struggling. You're working. It's hard. It's not the first hour of morning Seder. It's into the third hour of morning Seder. It's Chazaras Hashir. It's 1:10 during Shir. to have the focus, to put in the effort, to get every step. Pumfer care. Right? Dafka when you don't get the steps, to work hard, to go back and try to figure them out. Ask someone for help. Sometimes that's the toughest step. Though all those efforts a person invests, Bekias, did this Tosas the first time, I don't know what he's talking about. Try to do the second time. Chazara. I saw the Stipler Skufa said about this Rabbeinu Yonah, including that as Chazara. Sometimes there's nothing more painful in the world than chazaring over something which you think you know already. But when a person invests effort in Limud HaTorah, that's hard. Hashem counts Yisurim for Yisurim. And whenever Chas V'Shalom Yisurim were paskind, even a Mises Bezdin, Kares, the Chas V'Shalom is supposed to befall all person, by learning Torah, that saves you. People think, you jump in the mikvah, ooh, that saves me. I don't know. Rabbeinu Yonah says this, you learn Torah, you expound effort, this makes sense. It's pound for pound. What you put in, the effort you put in to work and understand and learn and chazer, all of the above, Mishabura, all of the above Torah, Hashem takes those Yisurim and wipes it clean. It's pretty cool. I would like to add a step that just hit me tonight. If you guys remember last year, there's Gemara in Bava Metzia. Quite a quote in there, Shmuz and Elwa. Famous Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how Rabbi Yochanan first met Reish Lakish. For those who happen to be by the high school graduation, it's one of Blue Band's greatest speeches ever. But it depends which side of the room you were sitting on. But Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish had a Yochanan swimming. Reish Lakish met him. He was impressed with his beauty. Swam to him. Realized he's a man. But Yochanan tells him, "Oh, I have a sister. She's even more beautiful than me. I'll give it to you if you sit and learn Torah." So he says, "Yeah, I'll do that." And he was makabel to learn Torah. And the Gemara itself says he couldn't swim back as fast and as powerful as he did before. And the Marshal in that Gemara says it's because Torah mateshes kol chosho adam. Because the same Chazal, Gemara in Sanhedrin, which should be in the quotes, the Marshal says, yeah, that's the pshat. The Marshal adds one little knetch. Some guys missed the L. The Marshal adds, that's even from the Kabbalah to learn Torah. Reish Lakish didn't learn any Torah yet. All that he did was, even for a shalol l'shma, put inside his heart, you know what? I'm going to dedicate myself. I'm going to sit and learn Torah. But for that Kabbalah that he wanted to learn Torah, the idea that Torah is mateshes kol chosho adam, the Marsha testifies in Bava Metzia, that already took effect. A Kabbalah for Torah has a din of Torah already weakens you. So l'chora, you know, there's only so much time a person could use during Elul to flex his muscles, to have the amils b'Torah counteract the Yisurim, the Chas V'Shalom, is supposed to befall him. But one second. But Kefidus Marsha in Bava Metzia, a person who's not only learning Torah in Elul, but you know what? He starts off his man with a Kabbalah, with a drive. You know what? I want to learn Torah like this, not just in Elul, but the whole year. Same way I'm keeping Siddurim now, as Rabbi Sharfman beautifully said, it's a beautiful Kabbalah for Elul. Same way I'm doing that now, I want to do this the whole year. A Kabbalah for Torah has the Schosim, has the din of Yisurim, which the Chora, this Rabbeinu Yonah, could fit right in. Pretty amazing. So that's a very, very kedai thing for a person to utilize his strength. And usually, that's the way it goes. The beginning of his man, Baruch Hashem, you know, starts off very well. Guys learning stark. But guys should be mekabel right here, right now. You know what? I want to learn like this the whole year. I'm going to do every hachrach. And those people who signed up for cell phone plans, everyone. And there are many different things. Hachreichim, things I can do to guarantee that I'm going to learn like this. I'm going to keep it up. It's actually a pretty cool thing. This is a little yeshivish. I had to say this to the kol the other day. But actually, Yom Kippur is a Kabbalah, is a Hakana for Kabbalah Satara. The Luchos Shnios is actually brought down the Halacha. What's the reason why we blow shofar in Rosh Chodesh Elul and we continue blowing? Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai in Rosh Chodesh Elul. And that was for what? For Kabbalah Satara and Yom Kippur. So really, this is a Zman Kabbalah Satara. So a person who starts off as Zman, utilizing his energy, working, steiging, and more than that, is Makabal, I'm going to do this the whole year. You get such an awesome schus to just wipe away avera after avera, punishment after punishment. Yisurim for Yisurim. That's awesome. Ashrei mi she'amalo b'Torah, that his amelus and his igia, that's the way he quote-unquote suffers and works. Chas v'shalom, not another way. It's one idea. Quickly to a second idea. When we mentioned tefillah, so we had that deher, that besides the schus a person has when he's davening, that my tshuva should be mekabel, abal tar misayin so Hashem, you should help me. But more than that, a person gets a closer kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by davening. You know what? That applies to Limud HaTorah too. A person who sits and learns Torah, that itself, you're getting a kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you look at the Mesillas Yesharim, I believe it's Nakdama, he has a line, Koshekin kasha'ama lefanav b'Torah u'tfila. Dalof miyata omeid, right? Something you sometimes have on the Aron Kodesh, you're davening. But that really should be in everything based manage, not just for tefillah, but for Limud HaTorah. The Mesillas Yesharim is clearly mashma. When you're learning Torah, you're right there in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a connection with you in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And one of my favorite Rashi's is a Rashi in Parshas Vayeschanan, which proves that too. Rashi's proving, Vishinantam Avonecha. Rashi says, Eilu HaTalmidim. Matzina B'chol Malkam SheTalmidim Kuriyim Banim. We find all over Talmidim are called Banim. What's your Raya? So, first Raya that Rashi brings is Banim Atam Hashem Alkeichem. Why is that a Raya? Banim Atam Hashem Alkeichem. It's not Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us. What does that have to do with the fact that Talmidim are Nikru Banim? Shtelach Vor, that the Iker connection which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with us is a connection through the fact that we learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we say it every day, is the Melami Torah Liyama Yisrael. When I'm sitting in Sher, and like all of a sudden, like it hits me, I chop it, I get it. How did that happen? Kadosh Baruch Hu puts it in your mind. He's Melami Torah. He's teaching you Torah. That's a connection. Talmidim anikru banim, banim atim Hashem alkeichem. Every Jew, he received Torah, is taught Torah from the moment he's conceived. And hopefully, as he comes into this world, you know, learns more and more Torah too. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a connection with the Jewish nation in the fact that he teaches us Torah. And the Chorah then it follows, the more degree a person is involved in Limud HaTorah, the greater connection he has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greater darga, the greater level a person's on of Banim Atam Hashem Alkeichem. V'shinantam uvanecha ila atamidim. It's pretty cool. That means a means of how. Now, this is true, it's a mitzias. Now, stomach, if we focus on it, you know, we could appreciate it even more. But a person, as he learns Torah, gets a greater and greater and greater connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And just being involved in Torah, or specifically learning Torah?
Specifically learning. To whatever degree a person, the stomach, who's a tomich Torah, gets a certain close to this. But he's specifically talking about Vishinantam of Anecha through a Talmud, a Rebbe and a Talmud. The Rebbe being HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Talmud being us. It's pretty cool. Awesome schus. So that's another way, a schus of Torah, to connect to Torah, to have a kesher with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It does something for us. I was thinking about this Vad during supper, but it hit me a story. I remember myself. I remember my when I went away to Beis Medrash after Masifta. I pumped myself up that whole summer. I'm going, I supposedly went to Eretz Yisrael. I was like all pumped up, ready to go learn, you know, big time, full time. That. And I remember, you know, I guess first year guy, I was sitting and learning. And the first few days were very long, very hard. And I definitely remember, like, the things hitting my head, like, should I really cut out for this? Should I really want to do this? Like, those thoughts are, like, bouncing around in my head. And Grada, to be honest, you know, I went away to Eretz Yisrael. And as a kid, I had asthma. My parents never really sent me away to sleepaway camp. I think the longest I was away from home was, like, 2 or 3 days. That's it. Went off to Eretz Yisrael. Got out two of my good friends, both out of the yeshiva by Slicka's time. One got homesick. One, I don't know what happened. Got married. Anyway. I refer you to some of my other stories. Anyway. So Lemaisa, of course. So Lemaisa, there I was a few days in. And I was, I don't know, getting homesick. I was getting overwhelmed. And I remember, it was pure Siyat Deshmaya. I was getting, so I was a Marshan Tosa Safisha and Bikin Lashma. So I was Bezum and Bez. And I remember it was like some nice little, you know, Marshal step, a Hemshech with this step, that step. And like I remember, like, Mikias happened to like Mechavim Dinkash and got it. And like, ooh. I remember that like one little thing like put me in such a good mood. Wow, that's pretty cool. I like that. And like, you know, that got me out of that rut. And how did that happen? Well, I guess I learned a little bit, but Hashem puts things in your mind. Like, to appreciate any time you understand something. It's a connection, you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember Nelson C. Finkel's at Sal. He used to talk about this a lot. You should appreciate in Limud HaTorah when you understand something. Thank you, Hashem. When you don't understand something, you must follow to Hashem to understand it. But the more you connect Hashem with your learning, that itself is a great connection to bring Hashem in. So that's, I believe, the second area how Torah and Tshuva connect. And I found the third area, which is pretty cool. There's a Rashi in Tehillim. Famous Pasuk, Torah Hashem Temima, Mishivas Nafesh, Eidus Hashem Nemona. What does it mean? So Pasuk B'Shah, we just sing the words, we read the words, they're nice, they're poetic, perfect for Tehillim, nice for a nice song, Simchas Torah. Look what Rashi says in the words, Eidus Hashem Nemona. Rashi says, Torah is Eidus Hashem Nemona. Nemenesi l'chayi b'lomda. It is trustworthy, is Nemon, to testify it about those who learn it. Think about this case. You have a court case. Somebody is suing you for everything you own. Your house, your car, your this and that. For everything you own. And everything's on the line. Obviously, you'd want somebody to come in as a character witness to defend you. That you shouldn't be locked up and everything you worked your whole life to attain be taken away from you. You would obviously love a character witness to come in and say, no, you're a good person. Judge, I know this person. These charges are not true. And Kol Shekein, however great that character witness is, the more prestige that person has, the better standing you'll have. We're all headed for a court case. And a lot is riding on it. Wouldn't it be awesome to have a great character witness to back us up? You know who that character witness is? Well, based on the Rashi and Tehillim, it's the Torah itself. The Torah's Chaim. The Torah that's alive actually comes in Shemayim. This could be all year round, but Kol Shekein Yom Neram, there's a din on a person. And the Torah comes and testifies about a person. Hey, Kadosh Baruch Hu, have rachmanas on this person. This person dedicated himself to learn Torah. It's an awesome thing. Torah is a live, true entity which will come in the Bezen Shamayla and testify about this person, what he learned. how dedicated he was to my learning. I was reading over Ben Azman, the Vajra biography from art school. Mamish, all the way at the end, the last page, it was a fascinating thing. It's pretty cool. They write, it's entitled, If the Svarim Could Talk. And it's a very cool thing. It's obituary, hesped, written, if there was somebody in the past generation who learned Svarim, there was nobody like a Rav Vajra. Rav Vajra had a library, Shein Kamo. He opened his W. Omer. He had more Bekiyas than anybody. Read every single Sefer in print. That's actually the reason he had bad eyesight, the glasses and everything. He killed his eyes looking at Svarim for crazy, crazy situations all the time. There's stories of him sitting by, kerosene lights, on the street lamp. All the lights went out, and he's sitting there on a street lamp reading a Sefer. He is so dedicated to learning Svarim. So they have there, it's so beautifully written. A hesped, all the Svarim would testify. You know what? Avadja dedicated himself to learn me. He came to the Bezin Shamayla. There's a reason, he had a million people by his Levaya. He probably also had a million Svarim up there in Shemayim testifying about him. I dedicated to you, I learned to you. So you know what? We also have that. You paid $32, you got yourself a nice Ozva Chavah Gemara. Realize what you got purchased with that. That's a ticket to Olam Haba. It's a ticket. It's a Chreino L'chaim. But how? I got a Gemara. That Gemara is going to go up to Shemayim and say, Eidos, how dedicated you were to learning. Right? Right? Let's go the other way. Right? It could be Lav Dafka the Gemara, even some other things you get to help ensure that you're dedicated to that learning of Gemara. We'll also go up to Shemayim. Nelson Sklar is processing them right now. Right? We'll also help dedicate, make sure that you get there. But think about that. The Limud HaTorah that we do, the Gemara that we become friends with, the Gemara that we dedicate ourselves with, that Gemara is going to come stand for us. In the Yom and the Rayim, in the Days of Judgment, and come testify and say how dedicated we were to learning it, to understanding it, to imbibing it. It's pretty cool. So Be'ezrat Hashem, if we try to take the Torah, whether it's Rabbeinu Yonah's Torah of Yisurim, Rashi and Veschanan's Torah, which connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the same Rashi in Tehillim, this idea that Torah itself will come and testify for us. The amount that we dedicate ourselves, or I should say, Baruch Hashem, to continue to dedicate ourselves, as El continues, as Zman continues, especially make a Kabbalah for Torah for the future, that Torah will not only be a schus for us in Yom HaNarayim, but it will be a schus for us, Be'ez Hashem, to have a whole wonderful year of growth and Aliyah in Torah.